A new law, which might dramatically change how people fleeing war and persecution are dealt with in the EU, will be voted on today by MEPs in Brussels. It's called the Migration and Asylum Pact, and if agreed, it will replace the Dublin Agreement, which requires people seeking asylum to apply in the first country that they arrive in. Under the new law, EU member states would be required to take in a proportion of asylum seekers, rather than leaving countries like Italy, Greece and Malta to deal with the majority of them. Countries would also have the option of paying around €20,000 for every person they refuse to take instead. The law would also accelerate the process of making a decision on someone's application, and it allows for the establishment of detention centres at ports and airports. Well, to get some reaction to this, we're joined by Nick Henderson, who is CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. Nick Henderson, you're very welcome. MEPs will vote on this today, and it's a complex piece of legislation. You have mixed opinions on it. What do you welcome, first of all?
Yeah, it's eight instruments that will be voted on by the Parliament. The items that we would welcome would be the attempt, and it really is only an attempt, at greater solidarity with countries that are under particular pressure, for example, Greece and Italy. There's the solidarity mechanism, as you've described. There was also an attempt to put a time limit on in which an asylum application would be considered, a maximum of 6 months for somebody in the standard asylum procedure. And given that we've long criticised delays in the asylum procedure, that would be something we'd welcome. But it would, of course, be subject to whether the person can access legal advice in that time, which we are unsure of.
So what are you opposed to in it?
Yeah, there's various items that we have very serious concerns over, and we're not alone in this. There's around 160 organisations across Europe have expressed those concerns to the European Union bodies. In particular, there is an attempt to limit access to the asylum procedure through something called the screening regulation, which means that somebody, a person may not be able to actually access the asylum process in Europe. Secondly, and of really most concern, there is the creation of something called the border procedure, where if somebody comes from a country which has a success rate, a refugee recognition success rate of less than 20%, they would be automatically put into that procedure, and that would include children. And in that process, their application would be in effect fast-tracked. And when the Department of Justice put out their press release announcing that Minister McEntee had got approval from Cabinet for opting in, there was a very clear statement that those who are processed under the border procedure will not be authorised to enter Ireland and will be accommodated at designated locations. And we would have great concern about...
Is that these detention centres, as they're being called? Because the department here says that the minister has no plans for detention centres. These are the words that are used. No plans for detention centres. No asylum seeker will be kept under lock and key. So what does that being detained mean in these circumstances?
We don't have a lot to go on, but the press release issued by the Department of Justice 2 weeks ago does state that those who are processed under the border procedure will be not authorised to enter Ireland and be accommodated at designated locations. Without further detail, it's hard to comment, and the instrument would have to be transposed into Irish law, which will take time and won't be for until next year probably. But we would have great concern about the idea, particularly for children, of limiting their, at the very least, limiting their ability to move and restricting their movement within Ireland.
Can the government guarantee the safe return of people whose applications are unsuccessful?
They can't, unless they would do what's called post-return monitoring, which countries are currently unlikely to do and don't do, as far as we know. So while there is a very strong desire across through in these instruments and through statements, particularly of some member states and the European Commission, to increase returns to countries of people who are unsuccessful in the procedure, it's difficult on the current basis and current practice to guarantee that somebody would be safe if returned to their country.
So overall, is it better for Ireland to be part of this pact, or would Ireland be better opting out like Denmark is?
We would be saying that the current instruments are ultimately harmful to the idea of to the right, and are negative in terms of the right to asylum and limit people's access to the European Union. They make it harder to establish an asylum claim while here, and they put pressure on contrary to the attempt to reduce pressure on the southern member states, it actually could put greater pressure on those states. So we would be against the pact. And we'd be recommending to MEPs today that they don't approve the package.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council.